Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Vayakel. And this parasha continues again in the series of Parshas Truma Tetzaveh with a little bit of an interruption in Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, all with the creation of the Mishkan, the fabrication of the utensils and the Kohanic vestments. And what's exciting in Parshas Vayakel is where in Parshas Truma, we kind of have Moshe Rabbeinu gave the instructions to Klal Yisrael. So here in this week's parasha, we begin to see the execution, the actual creation. And you might ask yourself, just in general, why do the parashas have to be so repetitive? In other words, you already told me in Truma Tetzaveh everything you have to make, everything you have to create, and gemaru, and done. Why the need? Truma Tetzaveh telling us what to do, Vayakel and Pekudei telling us ultimately again that they did it. And the truth is, just out of the gate, the incredible lesson that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to teach us is that so often in life, we have beautiful ideas, beautiful machshavas, beautiful goals and aspirations, things that I want to do, and I have this plan and that plan, and everything is fantastic. The plan, couldn't get a better plan. The problem is in the execution. How many of us have that proverbial life closet that is filled with so many half-started projects? How many of us have that space within our heart that is filled with dreams, with goals and aspirations, things I wanted to do, person I wanted to become, goals that I set for myself? Again, beautiful machshavas, beautiful plans, beautiful instructions, but a failure to launch, a failure to execute. So perhaps part of the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam kind of splits up these two parashiyos, Truma Tetzaveh with the instructions, Vayakel and Pekudei with the execution, to teach us don't fall into the life trap of becoming a great planner and a bad executor. But rather, again, if you have goals, you have dreams, you have aspirations, you have finish lines you want to cross, make the plan. It's always good to have a plan. But don't content yourself with just having a plan. Find the courage, find the koach to execute, to move forward. But I'll draw your attention to an interesting, I think, somewhat peculiar detail. So this is in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasik Chav Vav, chapter 35, verse 26. The Torah is speaking about what everyone is doing, all the different craftsmen, what everyone is doing for the fabrication of the Mishkan. So specifically it says, V'chol ha'noshim asher nasa liban osana b'chachma, literally translated, all of the women that their heart inspired them with wisdom, tavu es ha'izim, they spun the goat hair. Okay, all right, it's beautiful. You remember, we need goat hair, they're making curtains, the curtains was made out of goat hair, along with other things, so they have to, or certain covers again for utensils, so they need to go ahead, they made curtains, they made coverings from goat hair. Beautiful. Rashi HaKadosh points us an interesting. So first of all, in general, the interesting concept is that the women weren't necessarily commanded to do so, but they did this anyway, which is beautiful. But Rashi quotes the Gemara that highlights a fascinating detail. The Rashi says, "He ha'isa umnos yisera." The women exhibited a very specialized and honed skill set. Sheme al gabe ha'izin hayutavin osam. They spun the wool while the wool was still on the goat. I don't know, I haven't spun that much wool in my life, but I guess the way it works is first you shear the wool and then you go ahead and you spin it. These women, the V'chol HaNashim Asher Nasan Libosan D'Chachma, these wise women, they had this unique skill set to be able to spin the wool while it was still on the goat itself. Still on the goat. And I guess after it was spun, then they would detach it afterwards. Fascinating. Interesting skill set. Asks the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Lechavos Livracha, I don't understand. He says, "Hanoshim lo nitztavu lasos es hatviya gabei ha'izim." I don't understand. We never see a command to spin wool this way. In other words, yeah, we need the wool because we have to create curtains, we have to create covers. Absolutely, absolutely. But where do we ever see that there is an obligation to spin the wool this way? I don't know. Bepashtos, shear the wool, spin it. But yet again, the women spun the wool while it was still on the goat. So what's the pshat? Where was the command for this? And the Rebbe, and the truth is, I would even ask it a little bit more, maybe a little bit more, almost incredulously. Who cares? Like, what? I don't understand. They spun it on the goat. They spun it off the goat. They spun it with the goat. They spun it under the goat. What does it matter? The point over here is they spun the wool. What is Rashik? What is the Gemara coming to be Mosif? That somehow they exhibited this specialized skill set. And by the way, out of all the skill sets they have, I don't know if I had my choice of like specialized skill sets. Spinning wool on a goat doesn't seem to be something I would choose. Now, but spinning wool probably sounds like a very helpful skill set, but dafkas, you know, spinning it while on the goat sounds like such a tircha, just like such a headache. And yet again, Rashi points out that this was incredibly unique and special. And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, He says as follows. He says, Ella, nis'oru l'kach nisadatzman. You're right. No one commanded the women to spin the wool this way. They did it on their own. They did it on their own. Hanoshim hevinu shim zachu l'kishron miyuchad zeme eis Hashem. They understood something amazing. That if they had this skill set, if they had this ability, it was given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mataras Hadavar Hiyam Mishkan. And there was only one reason to use that skill set. And ultimately, for the creation of the Mishkan. So this is incredible. Babich Rebbe explains, no one told the women to spin the wool this way. But Elamai, these incredibly holy and pious women, started making the coverings and the curtains. And they realized, hey, you know what? We don't even have to shear the wool. We can make the wool while still, we could spin the wool while still attached to the goat itself. And they realize this is a skill set. And a skill set comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us our skill sets. We might have to hone them, but they come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, again, if I've been given this skill set and it comes from Hashem, it means I have to figure out a way to use it in a holy purpose. There is no such thing as a skill set given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't have a beautiful and holy application. So they realize they could do this. Okay, we're going to use this to go ahead and create the coverings and the curtains for the Mishkan. The Rebbe says, Mikan Hora, Shekasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anik La'adam Chushim V'Kishronos Miyuchadim. From here you learn an incredible lesson, says the Rebbe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person certain skills and certain abilities, certain kohos, Alav L'Natzlam La'avodas Hashem. You have to use those abilities for the service of the Ribono Shel Olam. La'asos mea olam mishkan v'dira la'Hashem Yisbarach. To make this world into a place that is a bit more habitable by the Ribono Shel Olam. What a beautiful and incredible and overwhelming lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us each so many skill sets. And sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that our skill sets are for me. Right? I have a skill set, it's for me. I have the ability to do something, it's for me. Or it's to benefit me in some way. Your skill sets are not yours. My skill sets were given to me, endowed, conferred upon me by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The proof is, I have some skills that you don't have. And you have some skills that, how do you explain that? Okay, yeah, nurture, it's nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us each a specific sug, a specific set of skills. And our avoda is to figure out, what am I good at? What am I good at? And how do I use that for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I use that for the service of Klal Yisrael? That, says the Rebbe, is what the Torah is telling us. These women realized they had this skill set. I could spin wool while on a goat. Well, good for you. So you could do it to make yourself a blanket, right? Or you could use it for the Mishkan. And these incredibly brave and holy women decided to use it for the Mishkan, setting for us the tremendous paradigm. And I think that there are two lessons that emerge from here. Number one is, as we mentioned before, whatever skill set you have, and sometimes in life, you know, we don't give ourselves enough credit for the skill sets we possess. You know, sometimes in Yiddishkeit, we're so used to beating ourselves up over everything we've done wrong that we forget that we're also supposed to give ourselves a shkoyach for the things we do right. What am I good at? What am I good at? What do I excel at? What am I accomplished in? And am I using those very same skill sets for Avodas Hashem? So someone's a good businessman, fantastic. Get involved. Get involved in your shul. Get involved in your school. Get involved in your community. Work on behalf of Eretz Yisrael. You're a fantastic communicator, incredible. Maybe be a Rodev Shalom Ikar, making peace between people. Everyone has a different skill set. But use your skill set somehow for Avodas Hashem. You're very smart. You're intellectually intuitive, fantastic. Maybe set up another Seder of Gemara, another Seder of learning, or maybe help explain difficult and complex Torah material to someone who struggles a little bit more intellectually. Maybe can't grasp the material in the same way. Whatever your skill set is, whatever you excel in, whatever your gifts are, you have to find a way to use them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think there's another lesson. And the other lesson is, we don't all have the same skill sets. You see, if you notice over here, it's the women who knew how to do this. Now, by the way, don't think for a moment that it's just because the women knew how to spin wool and men did not. That's not true. The men knew how to do it also. But the women had this unique koach, this unique ability. because it's important to understand, you know, so often we live in our greater Jewish community and we have a temptation to kind of make everyone the same, right? Every boy has to begin learning Gemara at a certain age and excel to a certain this, and every girl has to behave like this or do like this or do it fit to this standard. And it's important that while standards and a certain degree of conformity is absolutely important, it is also so important in the raising of our children and the raising of ourselves to identify our unique skill sets. Sometimes inadvertently, we suppress individuality because we just want everyone to be the same. But if there's conformity with no individuality, then none of us have the ability to go ahead and express our kohos and use those kohos for avodas Hashem. So when there is complete conformity at the expense of individuality, Klal Yisrael loses out. Because now suddenly I'm not looking to figure out what makes me unique or how could I excel with my kohos. I'm just looking to figure out how could I fit in with him and with her and how could I just look like everybody else in this box instead of trying to figure out how can I be me. Again, to be clear, even within my individuality, Yiddishkeit requires a certain degree of conformity. There's Taryag Mitzvahs, there's 630 Mitzvahs, there's a Shulchan Aruch, and that applies to anyone and to everyone. But within that great big tent, within that great big box that we call Torah Kedosha, there's so much room for streams of individuality. And only when we find our individuality do we have the ability to find our unique kohos. And we have the ability to utilize those kohos for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about it. You know, we often, it's the overused mashal, but it's a mashal. It's a parable that we think a lot about, especially in these days. It's like an army. So imagine for a moment if the entire army were tzanchanim. Everybody was a paratrooper. Everybody was Golani. Everybody was Givati. But there was no one manning the supply chain. Okay? So there's no cooks. There's no shiryon. There's no tank crew. Right? There's no mechanics. There's no drivers. Because it's fantastic. Everybody's a brave, valiant, elite soldier. It's fantastic. The army's going to fail. Why? Because everybody is forced to go ahead and kind of exert their kohos in the same direction. An army only functions because everyone in that army has a different skill set. And when everybody finds a way to use that skill set for the greater good, that's when the army is successful. That's when Klal Yisrael is successful. So from this little detail of a group of women who were able to spin wool while on goats, which to be honest, until this moment, none of us ever cared about, we learned such a dramatic life lesson. Find your kohos. Find your individuality. Yes, exist within the greater framework of Judaic conformity, but within that, find your individuality. Find your kohos. Find your skills. Find your abilities. And more importantly, find a way to use them for the benefit of your fellow Jew. Find a way to use them for the benefit of the ability of lifting yourselves up. And find a way to use it to further your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.